We turn now to NPR's Tom Gelton. He covers national security and issues for NPR. Tom, one question that immediately leaped to everyone's mind, automatic question this morning, is there any possible link to terrorism here? Has that question been definitively answered at this point?
No, Steve, it can't be definitively answered, although, let's say, 90% of it has been answered. It's extremely unlikely that terrorism had anything to do with this, principally because the greatest threat of a terrorist attack on a shuttle mission has always been it being hit with, say, another aircraft or a missile. And the fact that this explosion happened at an altitude of over 200,000 feet means that it was outside the range of any missile. Having said that, there were special security concerns around this mission right from the beginning for two reasons. One, we're in the midst of a global war on terrorism. There are groups out there that seem determined to go after U.S. interests, American facilities. I spoke to an intelligence official about this today, and the official said that security concerns around the shuttle missions are high these days for the simple reason that they are symbols of U.S. national power. Second, one of the crew members, as we've pointed out, was an Israeli fighter pilot who was in combat both during the 1973 Yom Kippur War and later, we heard, took part in the Israeli attack on the Iraqi nuclear reactor in 1981. So he was a symbol as well. So certainly this was a special mission in the context of security concerns.
What kind of precautions were taken both at the launch and in preparation for the landing?
Well, especially at the launch, the no-fly zone around the launch site was widened to 35 miles instead of the normal 5 miles, and it was imposed 3 hours earlier. So you had F-15 fighters as well as heavily armed helicopters flying around this launch area to make sure that within this 35-mile zone, wide zone, that nobody came in. They presumably could have shot down any intruding aircraft in that area. They had very sophisticated radar coverage of this zone, including the AWACS aircraft with their huge radar capability. Even surface-to-air missile batteries were activated around that launch area. You, as far as the landing is concerned, today there were fewer security precautions, mainly because this aircraft is much less vulnerable at landing than it is at launch. It comes in very steeply, very quickly, so the window, as it were, where it could be hit is much smaller. But there were still additional security precautions today at landing.
Would have been hard for an airplane or a missile even to catch up to this thing.
It sure would have. It would have had a very short time when it could have been hit.
Were any of these precautions taken because of specific intelligence information, or were these simply general precautions, as you said, because of the general threat of terrorism?
That's right, Steve. These were general precautions taken. I have been pressing on this all day. I have spoken to military officials and intelligence officials. They insist that there was no specific credible threat against this mission, or for that matter, against any previous shuttle mission. No specific intelligence that came across the transom that would suggest that this mission was under any particular threat.
Tom Gelton is NPR's national security correspondent. Tom, thanks very much.
Sure, Steve.